almost. We only have four items before us this morning. If anyone in the audience wishes to be heard on any of these items, please fill out a blue card and get it up to our clerk. Number one, please.
Item one, a resolution by Supervisor Borkowski authorizing the interim director of the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture to manage and operate a temporary recreational vehicle campground site within the Milwaukee County Park System.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am going to make the motion for approval, but let me make some remarks. I want to first acknowledge the work of Jessica McKnight, who has done a yeoperson's job of collecting data. I know that she was out at State Fair. They have a wonderful RV area out there, and it's especially during the State Fair time, it's always sold out. And I know that I've got a constituent who has friends who are big in RVs, and so Ms. McKnight's going to make me look good at my next town hall meeting because he's going to say that I followed up, but actually she did. But I like this resolution for a couple of reasons. Number one is that I know that the Parks Department, and I know that John is brand spanking new, but a lot of our current parks directors and higher echelon people have been promoting camping, dry camping, if you will. And so this might be kind of an extension, if you will, of that objective, of that promise. The other thing is the potential. You know, you don't know what you have unless you try. And I know that, I don't know what event it is. I believe it's in June, but out at Whitnall, we're going to have some dry camping as a test. And so... who knows, Mr. Chairman and committee members, besides the usage of our parks or whatever, maybe, just maybe, we can enhance our revenue significantly. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but it's worth a shot and a try. So that's why I make the motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Are there questions of Supervisor Borkowski? By committee members, Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisor, any particular reason why you picked this time, or... You want to expand it? I thought this was a good idea, so I was wondering.
Well, thank you.
I was wondering why you just picked this.
For a guy that says majors in ponds, yes.
I don't think they know that joke.
Actually, and thanks for bringing that up, Supervisor Stamper. There was a reason, significant reason, and that was because of the Harley 110th anniversary, mm-hmm. Which is the end of August. And I think that if you've seen the accounts, hotel rooms from... downtown Milwaukee to a radius beyond Waukesha are sold out, and obviously as we inch closer to that celebration, finding rooms are going to be even more difficult. And so, but thanks for bringing that up. That is the key reason.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other questions by committee?
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Staskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mark, what, dry camping, can you, what is that? I mean, what? How do you define that, or what is that?
Well, Tony, that means that they're not hooked up to any kind of utilities or whatever. We don't have that capability yet. We don't have any areas that are wired for, you know, let's say different disposals or whatever. Dry camping is that you bring your trailer and what mess you make is the mess that you take. So, but there's no hookups.
Okay, so we don't have electrical hookups anywhere. This is going to be contemplated. What about bathroom facilities?
Well, let me look to Ms. McKnight.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. For bathrooms, they were considering bringing in some porta-johns, porta-potties, into whichever site they were looking at. We were hopefully looking at Whitnall winter sports area. However, if weather conditions or something, you know, may change, the location may move. But it is within the parameters of this to include porta-johns, and there's also dumping sites that, you know, we can locate within the county that even State Fair Park uses to dispose of their waste. So that is also another part of the dry camping. It's just a space to hook up your camper. And then a lot of these RV campers are also, like, self-sustained. They're self-contained. They have their own generators and things like that. So dry camping would be ideal for people who own those types of vehicles or who are bringing those types of vehicles in. However, we are working out a plan to establish some dumping sites as well as porta-johns. Thank you.
Okay. And then, Mr. Chair, again, I looked down at the last, it says, be it further resolved, additional costs associated will be offset by revenue. Have you run any numbers on that? Or is that just a bold statement?
I'm going to look to Ms. McKnight. I think it's a bold statement.
Ms. McKnight.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. We set that because there are different standards of levels of, you know, charges that we can give to people who are dry camping. This is a trial run, essentially, for us as Milwaukee County. So while working out those costs, we didn't want to, how shall I say it? We wanted to make sure that it was something that we would be able to maintain without setting a specific goal at this time. And I could be wrong with that, but that was my understanding of, you know, what we were working with Parks. It's okay. Within their capability and capacity to do this trial run, essentially, for the weekend. But we are looking at fee structures comparable to what's offered at State Fair and other RV campground sites that we are looking into.
Again, the only difference is that at State Fair there are electrical hookups and other facilities, so whether we'll be able to charge the same as they charge, we'll see. So, okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other questions by committee? You know, obviously this is a pilot project in effect, and we'll make determinations as we go. The location, if I'm clear on that, is at the discretion of the parks should there be changes. Right now it's proposed for Whitnall, correct?
Mr. Chair, that is exactly what we have discussed. Whitnall would be the ideal location that we were looking at. However, we did want to make it a flexible opportunity just in case if, you know, weather conditions permit, we would be able to move to even like a paved lot if we had to move the location site. But that's another thing that we were discussing in terms of that.
Okay, if there are no further questions, the motion before us is to approve. Hearing nothing further, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Warkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Daskunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. Item number 2.